Do your job, or someone else eventually will.
Brittany Clausen of Coloma was one of about 100 people at the hearing for Burr Oak Heifers, a farm with 3,100 head of cattle in the town of Richfield. The EPA maximum for nitrates in groundwater is 10 milligrams per liter. The DNR's Andrew Craig says the nitrate level is already almost three times that high, but Burr Oak shouldn't be blamed for it.
They have no control over what's coming into their site. That's why it's set at a higher standard than 10 milligrams per liter. The background is 28 milligrams per liter. They can't exceed background. That would be 28.
So you're saying that they can't essentially add any pollution?
Correct.
Craig says the DNR doesn't have the authority to withhold a permit until the existing contamination is cleaned up, a demand made by many at the hearing, including Frank Grebe of Friendship, who told Craig 28 milligrams is too high.
Without water, you don't live. I don't want to buy an expensive filtration system just so I can drink the water that was good, and now somebody wants to contaminate it. This is my groundwater. It belongs to me, not them.
We are a state agency, and we implement the rules that the legislature passes.
Somebody needs to be talking to get these laws changed to protect our groundwater.
4 years ago, the farm was fined $65,000 for groundwater contamination. The owners are now moving the cattle into concrete enclosures and making other improvements. The DNR is expected to make a decision within 60 days. In Adams, I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.